This is KERA News. For someone seeing downtown Dallas for the first time, it's hard to believe. A half-mile-wide swath of open land, almost in the shadows of the skyscrapers. And yet, Dallas has never figured out what to do with this massive green space. Brent Brown is the man charged with changing that. He's the head of the Trinity Park Conservancy. And for this week's Friday Conversation, KERA's Rick Holter caught up with him beside the river beneath the Commerce Street Bridge in the middle of what he aims to make one of the country's largest urban parks.
Brent Brown, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thanks. It's great to be here. And thanks. Welcome to the Trinity River.
Thanks. We're standing kind of right on the edge of the river here, between here and downtown. And when you look, it's, well, pretty empty. Fast forward a few years. What do you see?
Well, you're right. Today, it is pretty empty. The Conservancy, we see Harold Simmons Park, you know, 2022, with hundreds of people coming from West Dallas, North Oak Cliff, downtown Dallas, enjoying a walk in nature. Enjoying civic gardens as accessible points to the river, doing everything from riding a bike to having a picnic to kicking a ball with their family, you know, just around. And the Simmons Park will be the central kind of gathering space for our entire city.
In a lot of ways, Dallas has been at war with this river since the city was founded. There were devastating floods that ultimately forced the river to be rerouted, then decades of grand plans that failed. Developments, highways, a whitewater attraction that's being pulled out now. You can't blame folks for being a little dubious about a $200 million park.
Well, I think that's fair. 125 plus plans. I think the dream has always been for the Trinity to be the place where we come together, that we have equitable development on both sides of our river. So making this space where we are today, right here, Simmons Park, an everyday space, something that when you wake up, you think about, hey, let's go to Simmons Park, let's go to the river, as a part of our kind of culture, and a place that literally everybody can feel welcome and accessible, and it's big enough where we can really come together. Now, this river, you're right, we have been at war with it. It's been at war with us too. And the flood control piece of the floodway is essential to safety in our city. So everything we do has to respect that and to make certain that the floodway works for stormwater management, for flood control, while layering in ecological and recreational benefits.
Every couple of years, the Trinity gets famous when it floods its banks and makes Dallas look like a waterfront town. How would you make sure a flood like that won't wash away millions of dollars of park investment?
As a principal of the park design, I think we have to welcome the flood. It's a moment where we can stand on bridges or stand on levees or maybe stand in future overlook parks and watch the river. I mean, pretty amazing piece of nature, right? Mm-hmm. It's a learning opportunity. It sort of helps us all feel how small we are. And engineering and design, landscape design today, improvements in along rivers are happening. They happen in floodways. I think you have to be honest about the fact and understand it's gonna flood. So don't put things in the floodway that don't want to flood and make that functional balance work.
The Trinity is so symbolic in this town. It's been the dividing line between North and South, between rich and poor, then the African Americans and Latinos in the South and West. How do you do this in a way that acknowledges that history without erasing it?
We need to deliberately capture the stories about the histories and the places and the people. And we need to be, in our practice, a stalwart of championing that this isn't new. We're evolving our city. It's what cities do, they change. And we've got to build it off the foundation. And the foundation of the past, of the people that built and moved the river, which were mostly Mexican Americans and African Americans. So how do we honor that? And you know, whether that's a physical place or symbolism through other forms of design, or it's having ongoing programs about cultural awareness and expression through art and experience, we've got to acknowledge it. And we can't forget, because if we do, we're destined to build a city that, just to be frank, won't be successful and won't work.
There have been so many stumbles and so many failures in the history of the city's relationship with the river. What lessons have you learned from the history of the city's interaction with this river and applied it to the park?
Be open to the unknowns and never assume that you just have the right answer. I mean, this is a living space. It's dynamic, it's not static, and it's gonna change over time. And a core in the design work must be that how can the park evolve with the river space instead of trying to fight against it? We won't win that battle. I don't care if it's gravity, I don't care if it's wind, I don't care if it's water. Really great design is able to overcome and work through those elements and enhance and be built off of them, not despite them.
Brent Brown, President and CEO of the Trinity Park Conservancy, thanks for taking the time out here.
Well, thanks for coming to the river.